Area Voices producer Alana Yust is breaking a story this week. Grand Rapids graduates Brittany Shrimpton and Shannon McDonald have produced a brand new musical. Its world premiere happens in January in Minneapolis. Brittany and Shannon talked with Alana over the phone about bringing their dreams of writing a musical onto the page, then onto the stage. Here's their conversation.
Today on Area Voices, I have the unique pleasure of sharing a story I've been following for several months. Brittany Shrimpton and Shannon McDonald are two of the three brains behind Backyard to Broadway Productions, along with Rosie Savageau. The group's production of Right, Wrong, or Bomb, a dating musical, is a foray into playwriting for all three of them. Brittany and Shannon both have ties to northern Minnesota. Those ties helped inspire a love of musicals and even provided the backdrop for the trio's Give MN video, which helped to fund the project. The world premiere of Right, Wrong, or Bomb happens in January at the Illusion Theater in Minneapolis. Brittany and Shannon, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Alana.
Full disclosure, Brittany and I are actually former colleagues, and we worked together for several years, so I've been following this project for some time. And Brittany, it has to be exciting to be at this point with your debut just a few weeks away.
Yes, Rosie, Shannon, and I are extremely excited that this project has actually taken shape from the page, and it's about to be rehearsed on stage and eventually performed there. It's very gratifying.
Tell us how this story came about. What was the inspiration?
The inspiration for Right, Wrong, or Bomb, a dating musical, came from the shared experiences that a lot of our friends and families had in their experiences of online dating. And a couple of my friends referred to these dates that they went on that flopped as match.bomb dates. And I thought that was just hysterical and knew there had to be a show in there somewhere. There had to be a storyline.
And of course, match.bomb would be a play on match.com, which is?
Which is one of the very popular dating sites.
And Shannon, I'm going to point that question to you as well. What was the inspiration?
I will say that several of my own online dating disasters are definitely in the show. I've had some personal experience being on a couple dating sites, and so I definitely related to the idea. And what's just been so wonderful about this process is that every time we've done a reading, I think the biggest piece of feedback that we've been receiving along the way is how relatable the content is. And so we really hope that the audience also finds this as well, because we think that while that online forum is somewhat new to many people, it actually is kind of becoming a normal way to date. And people really connect to the steps of joining an online site, creating a profile, interacting with people online, texting, sending messages and various types of winks, et cetera, before meeting a person in person. So that's really been interesting to write about that and to also hear that many people relate to it.
And what kind of support have you gotten for the production at this point?
We have received support in a myriad of ways. We've received financial support from over 125 contributors to our Give MN campaign, which was amazing. We've also received a lot of in-kind donations of our friends and family's skills and time. Everything from Shannon's dad making us a wonderful video for our Give MN project and David Marty donating the space of the Rice Center for us to film there. And we've had a lot of other friends help with taking photos to document the project and also to lend their opinions and feedback about the actual story of the show.
Great. And Shannon, you're the head writer. Tell us about some of the protagonists of the story.
So our protagonist is named Jill. Jill is a newly turned 30-year-old who has decided to join the online world of dating. And so the plot kind of follows her journey through the joys and the trials and the tribulations of dating in the 21st century. And along the way, she receives support. Some of the support is good and some of the support is questionable from her two best friends, Haley, who's a sassy 30-year-old as well, who's a waitress and marches to her own drum and definitely gives a lot of unsolicited feedback and advice to Jill along the way. And then we have Maya, who is, one could say, just a hippy-dippy, lovely lady who's been in a monogamous relationship with her girlfriend for 3 years and so is very happy and supportive and willing to teach yoga at a moment's notice to anyone. But then what's really interesting is you have this group of women in their 30s, and then you also have Jill's mom, Sally, who plays a big role in this musical. And so Sally is also an online dater herself. And so one can just imagine what happens in a plot where both the mother and daughter are involved in online dating. And so who they meet along the way will be a mystery that I hope everyone gets to see when they come to see the show.
Now, Brittany, you've also teamed up with director Shannon Custer, who's a familiar name in Twin Cities Theater. How did that connection come about?
I had seen some of her work on stage and knew that I wanted to get to know her because she was going to be perfect for directing this project of ours. She has the skills to really bring the comedy out, and because she's also a female leader. She is a director in the area who has produced her own work. And because she knew the place that we were coming from in terms of creating our own work and producing it ourselves, we knew that she would be a fantastic fit to our team, not only bringing her skill sets as a comedian, as an actor, director, and playwright, but also because she had been in this exact same position before.
Yeah, and Shannon, I understand that having a female director and producer was really important to this production. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's interesting to look at the statistics of women leadership positions in the theater world. They aren't great. And so that was at the front of our minds throughout this process, is that we really feel like women have a place as directors, as producers, as head writers, as the head composers and lyricists of shows. And so the fact that we've been able to glean so much talent and so much skill from so many women that have played an important part in this journey has just been so appreciated by all of us throughout this process. And so Shannon Custer is just one of many women who have been involved in our journey so far. But we really do want to point that out, that we do plan to have the statistics be raised over time. And one of the ways that we can help do that is by producing our own show.
I'm talking right now with Brittany Shrimpton and Shannon McDonald, both products of Grand Rapids, now based in the Twin Cities. They make up two-thirds of the creative energy behind Backyard to Broadway Productions, and their debut musical hits the stage in January. Shannon, you and Brittany both have ties to Grand Rapids. What kinds of arts access were available to you growing up in northern Minnesota?
Great question. I actually lived in International Falls for 3 years before moving to Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And in both places, there's just such a wonderful feeling that comes from living in a small town that supports the arts. And specifically in Grand Rapids, having the Rife Center as a stage that we could use as high schoolers was just phenomenal. Brittany and I were both in The Music Man, among other productions, and to be able to perform on stage to a 600-seat theater was just such a highlight for us in high school, and to be a part of such a strong choir and band program as well. I think it really played a big part into us feeling like we have the confidence to pursue this musical dream, which really comes from, if you think about our background, Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
And Brittany, can you tell us a little bit about the video that you created as a part of your fundraising campaign?
Yes, we wanted to communicate several ideas. One was that we were writing a musical. So we cleverly titled it, We Are Writing a Musical.
Perfect.
And two, we also wanted to communicate what went into it and what we still wanted to receive from people, their support, their time, their excitement and energy. And clearly, we needed a stage to tell that story. And because of our ties that we still have to Grand Rapids and to the Rife Center, we knew that that would be the stage that we wanted to be a part of our journey in this process. But it's also really the stage that I grew up on and where I spent the majority of my life was in that theater space, whether it was taking dance classes or being in community musicals, high school musicals, choir concerts. So it's a very special place for me, and I know it is for Shannon as well.
And we've got a clip of that fundraising video. Let's play a little bit of that.
Family, friends, and strangers, thanks for joining us today. We're so excited to share with you our plans to make it to Broadway. We've set out to write a musical, a feat that many have tried. Our goal is rather dutiful, to trump Rodgers and Hammerstein. We are writing a musical.
A musical? Yes, a musical.
We are writing a musical and producing it this year.
We did have maybe a little too much fun. Yeah, that is true.
Well, it's totally engaging, and it highlights some of the musical writing that went into this, which was a big part of this production as well. So, Shannon, you're the head writer, but you've also collaborated with Rosie Savageau. Tell us about that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. This is definitely a team effort by all three of us, and it would not be possible without having such a strong foundation of being available and vulnerable with our creative energy to create many, 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 many drafts of the material that have gotten us to this final script and score and lyrics. So as far as the creative process goes, the way that we work as a team is that as a writer, I would go and write a couple scenes, get some ideas fleshed out. We would come back together as a group, read through it, riff on it. Brittany's really the riffer of the group. She's really good at inciting conversation and trying new ideas. And from that, then we go back and do a couple more drafts before we get to a reading with an audience of some kind. Same thing works with the music side of things as well. Rosie is a genius when it comes to songwriting. And so we would basically come up with a concept that we wanted to communicate at a certain point in the play. And she would go and work her magic with the piano, come back, sing it for us. And again, we would do that riffing stage of what works, what can be improved upon. And then it's just draft after draft after draft after draft. I mean, it's definitely an exercise in learning that you have to do rewrites to get to that stage where you feel really good about it.
And the production is coming up in January. Brittany, tell us some of the details of that production and where we can find it.
We're presenting our world premiere, our very first production run of Right, Wrong, or Bomb, a dating musical at the Illusion Theater in downtown Minneapolis. We have a preview on the 27th of January, and we will be presenting the run January 28th through the 31st at the Illusion Theater.
Great. Best of luck with the production.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
That's Brittany Shrimpton and Shannon McDonald. Their debut musical, Right, Wrong, or Bomb, a dating musical, premieres January 28th at the Illusion Theater of the Kohl Center for the Arts in Minneapolis. You can follow the story of this production on the web at, and I'm not editorializing here, thebestmusicalever.com. For more information about the play and how you can see it, give us a call at 800-662-5799.
Congratulations to both Brittany and Shannon on such an impressive accomplishment. We're going to keep our fingers crossed for a Northern Minnesota tour of Right, Wrong, or Bomb in 2016. This conversation with Brittany and Shannon is part of Area Voices, our series covering the arts, culture, and history of Northern Minnesota, produced with support from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.